I'll just speak loud, okay? In a few minutes, the rest of you who didn't get the sheet will have the sheet, okay? So we're going to do 1.5 days just on this sheet. We'll give you some more things later. Let me just briefly kind of tell you what we're going to talk about. We want to look, in these few days, we want to look at depression from a psychological, from a biological, from a metaphysical, from a spiritual, and even maybe some planetary concerns. And one of the reasons this is so important is because it's so important. We have here, in the first category, that number two, let's see, you're number two. The World Health Organization sent out a report about a year ago that one of the greatest crises that the world is about to face, and in 15 years from now, it will surpass heart disease, cancer, will be mental illness. Mental illness is on such a rise all over the world. And of course, we surely should understand that if we don't already, as we go farther into Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is mainly connected with the mode of ignorance. We see in Sattva Yuga, the mode of goodness is very dominant. In Treta Yuga, passion. In Dwarka, a combination of passion and ignorance. And in Kali Yuga, of course, ignorance becomes more and more dominant. Now, one of the reasons that mental illness is on the rise is due to the increase in depression. People are very disturbed with their jobs, sometimes with their husbands, their wives, their children, with their leaders. People are very disturbed with themselves. So one type of depression is, of course, due to certain types of frustrations. We're going to talk about different types. We're going to talk about a type that deals more with spiritual concerns. But before I get into discussing some things, today we're going to, I'll discuss mostly, and the other days we'll try to do some interactive things. I know we're going to find a space, but we'll find some way. Hands up if you didn't get the sheet yet. So first we see this is very important. Not only does it affect us as devotees in so many ways, but it's affecting the world, and it has a certain special types of effects on us, which we will look at in a minute. A few more hands up. But let me just get from three or four of you what your understanding of depression is. Someone? Yes, in the back. Just stand and speak louder, or you're holding for the paper. From someone can just offer it. There's no right or wrong consideration. Someone just mention, can share with us what their particular understanding of depression is. In the back, you like? Yes, just stand. You can explain what your understanding of depression is.
Yeah, I have
my hand up
first.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you share with us? It's okay. But since while you're saying, you can share.
Depression is the feeling I get is not so joy. There's no joy and no happiness.
No happiness, lack of joy, certain personal feeling that he gets.
We should attend in a situation being confused.
Not being clear in what Krishna is trying to teach us, or is trying to show us, or what Krishna is doing. Yes?
When you live in too high a standard, so spiritual standard, and you can't fulfill the demands, then sometimes it leads to this suppression, and it is a complex, and after that you get in trouble and get depression.
Okay. Grief, frustration, and trying to attain or come up to a certain standard, feeling some disappointment.
Life didn't turn out the way you thought it would be, and you yourself don't come to the standard you thought you'd be at the time, maybe 14, 50, maybe 20, maybe you should have gone for 2 years.
Life didn't turn out, I think you all heard, the way one anticipated. It did become a pure devotee overnight.
You have no any more dreams or desire for the future. Is no horizon. Is everything is black. You just think on death. And
yes.
No hope.
No hope. Future seems dull, dismal.
Identifying with God.
identifying with the past. Yes. One or two more?
Negativity.
Negative feeling across the board. Mm-hmm.
Being absorbed in your own mind and not considering others.
Mm-hmm. Being too captured in one's own mind, concerns, problems, issues.
Angriness.
Angry, okay.
Interest in any activity.
Okay, no interest. So you can see, general mood, frustration, anxiety, gloom, disturbance of anticipation of things that seem to be not happening, or lack of desire to aspire for anything.